I'll start our meeting.
We'll have a call to order with a moment of silence and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Crawford, would you please call the roll, please?
Certainly, we have Karina Higgins. Mike Hill. Sonia Hurt.
Present.
Here.
Present.
Eric Davidson requests to be excused.
Could we have a motion to excuse Eric, please?
I motion.
Seconder?
Second.
Okay. Motion by Lopez and Higgins. All those in favor?
Aye.
All, any opposed? Okay. This is passed 5-0. Okay. Moving on to the consent agenda. Items listed below will be enacted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired on an item, that item may be removed from the consent agenda and placed on the regular agenda at the request of a council member. Approval of bills, $270,416.34. Approval of March 11th, 2024, special city council minutes. Approval of March 11th, 2024, city council minutes. Resolution 1942-24, declaring certain city property as surplus. Purchase of dump truck for streets division. Could I have a motion to approve the consent agenda, please?
To approve the consent agenda as presented.
Seconder?
Second.
Hill, Higgins and Hill. Sorry?
Discussion. We have that?
Not usually for the consent agenda. Unless you want to move something to
yes,
the...
I would.
Okay.
The disposition of equipment.
Okay. Declaring certain city property a surplus.
Yes.
Okay. Finance director, would you like to talk about that, please?
Madam Mayor, we're not certain what the question is.
Mr. Harmon, in reading that item on the agenda, it stated that the police department would destroy IT equipment. And I was wondering, does that mean you're not going to recycle anything?
Mr. Harmon?
I'm not certain what our practices are for recycling electronics. We can certainly look at the best environmental option to do so. We use that word to mean it will be no longer operable. We're going to take it out of service.
Would you still like it moved to the...
No, that's fine.
Okay. So could I have a motion? Yes. From Higgins, seconded, and Mr. Hill. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Passed 6-0. Okay, moving on to council action items. Number one, consideration of chief of police employment agreement, Mr. Harmon, and I know you will do the introductions then.
Thank you, Mayor. We're pleased to recommend to the council Roger Funk for your consideration to be our next chief of police. Roger was selected among approximately 16 applicants that we had from across the United States. We had both internal and external applicants make it down to the final four, where the mayor and I put together a panel to include our city attorney and a panel of staff to interview the finalists. And the panel recommended Roger Funk as your next chief of police, and I supported their recommendation and bring it to you tonight for consideration. Roger is currently with the Whatcom County Sheriff's Office and has over 28 years with the Whatcom County Sheriff's Office doing a variety of police activities that he'll tell you about here soon. So I'd like to yield the floor to Roger, Mayor, so he could introduce himself and provide a little bit of his background to the council.
You step forward.
Can that microphone.
Good evening. This is working good. Thank you. Thank you for having me here today. And thank you, Mr. Harmon. A little bit of background on myself. Again, my name's Roger Funk. I've been with the Whatcom County Sheriff's Office for nearly 28 years. I was with Skagit County Sheriff's Office for a very short period of time with corrections before that. My education in life and academic, I started working at the age of 12 as a commercial fisherman in Alaska. So I've got a hard work ethic taught by my grandparents in the Bering Sea, in the rough waters up there. Academically, I have education through a master's degree in management, bachelor's degree in law and justice, and various educations throughout my experience in law enforcement. I've done patrol, field training officer. I was a patrol sergeant, administrative sergeant. I was a traffic deputy riding a motorcycle for years, traffic investigator doing collision investigation all the way up to the expert level. A patrol lieutenant. I spent the last 2 years as a chief deputy over investigations and support services, where I oversaw our detective units, our gang and drug task force, our evidence civil records units. And in January, I moved to the Office of Professional Standards, so doing internal affairs and policy development. So I've got a well-rounded experience. Also, for the last 2 years, I was in a command position with LEMART, which is our region's independent investigation team. It's a multi-agency team for investigating critical incidents and large-scale incidents that exceed the scope of any one agency, made up of investigators from multiple agencies. I cannot stress enough how welcoming everybody's been. I've been coming up here since December, meeting as many people that were willing to meet me, had a lot of coffee and a few meals, and everybody has been extremely welcoming. Mr. Harmon, the officers, everybody have been great. So thank you. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions for me?
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
No questions? Okay.
No, I have a question. Do you have any plans on how you will interact with the community to make them feel comfortable with the police department?
So that is what drew me to Blaine, is the community. That is what I miss most about in my current role, being in management at the sheriff's office. It's pretty siloed working on what I'm working on. I spent years on patrol and in traffic out in the community. When I was on the motorcycle, I spent a lot of time in Blaine, Birch Bay, and that's the most rewarding part of the job. And myself, and I will encourage the officers as well to be out involved in the community, going to events, being seen. I want everybody to be proactive. And by being proactive, that does not mean writing a whole bunch of tickets, making a whole bunch of arrests. It means being involved, being seen, making contacts. That's what draws me to the Blaine.
Okay. And in respect to your work with gangs and drugs, do you have any ideas about how we might keep Blaine and make it even better in terms of keeping drugs away from our children?
I would really like us to get more involved in the schools again. That's gone away in law enforcement in general, primarily because of staffing and a little bit because of politics with some things on the national scale. I would like us to be involved in the school, be visible with the kids, the teachers, and have the interaction at a young age so they just have that positive role model and positive interaction. Anything else? Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Welcome. We enjoy working. We look forward to working with you. Okay. So, Mr. Harmon, do you want to, would you like to say anything more about his employment?
No, Mayor. Contract? Unless the council has questions regarding the terms of the contract, we would recommend his employment contract to you for consideration and approval.
Move to approve the agreement.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is passed 6-0. Thank you. Okay, moving on to resolution 1944-24, council support of a fundraiser for the Blaine Food Bank. And Council Member Hurt, would you like to take this one?
Yes. I spoke with Sally Church, and she's extremely happy that local people are putting a fundraiser together for her and the food bank. It's for milk, and the campaign is going to be Got Milk. And the mural that we'll be painting on the side of Mr. Zeal's building will involve milk in some way. I'm working with Ruth Lauman to come up with a graphic, and I hope to be meeting with Dr. Granger soon to see if we can get the art department at the Blaine High School to do the mural for us in conjunction with Margaret Owens. And we are opening a bank account for this fundraiser tomorrow.
Excellent.
Where are they going to put it again?
On the side of Zeal's building, where the consignment shop is, off of G Plaza.
Zeal's building, yeah.
He's got three down there.
Well, it's the one next to G Plaza.
The flower.
Okay. I got my hearing aids on, still don't work.
And if people do want to donate, you said opening account tomorrow.
Right. The first time I discussed it, I collected $308.
And if anybody wanted to donate moving forward, is there going to be any sort of press release or?
Yes. Okay. I'm hoping to get together with the Northern Light to write the article and have them interview someone from the food bank that can express the absolute need for the money for buying milk for the families. So this whole thing is going to be coming together over the next 2 weeks.
Okay, any further discussion, questions on this? So the recommendation, city staff recommends city council to take one of the following actions: approve resolution 1944-24, encouraging a fundraiser for the Blaine Food Bank; two, take no action on resolution 1944-24. I would be open to a motion.
Make a motion.
Thank you. To number one, approve it.
And I'll second that.
To approve, yes. To
approve resolution.
Yeah. Excellent. Any further discussion before the vote? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? So resolution 1944-24 has been approved 6-0. Okay, moving on to professional services award for the stormwater comprehensive plan updates, and that's for Mr. Gandhi.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Republic Works advertised for a request of proposal in the month of January for a stormwater comprehensive plan. We received three proposals from Gray Osborne, Cascade Engineering, and Northwest Hydraulics Consultancy. We did have an evaluation criteria to review the proposals. Based on the evaluation criteria, Gray Osborne were the best. We requested a cost proposal from them, which came within our budget. So we recommend to award Gray Osborne the Stormwater Comprehensive Plan for $199,740.
Hey, are there any questions for Mr. Gandhi, please?
I just had a quick question. Will any of the services cover the urban growth areas?
It's basically whole of the city of Blaine. So it's a comprehensive plan for the whole city.
Thank you. Mr. Harmon, do you want to step in there?
The study will take into account population growth, and it will look at how we need to size our infrastructure to meet that population growth. So in short, it is probable that it will look at the urban growth areas, depending on the outcome of other areas that are annexed and currently undeveloped within the city.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions? Okay. Could I have a motion to accept Gray and Osborne's proposal and authorize the city manager to execute the contract in the amount of $199,740, please?
So moved.
Councilmember Hurt and Councilmember Hill. Okay. Any further discussion before we vote? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, and this is approved 6-0. Moving on then, professional services award for the stormwater comprehensive plan updates again. Oh, sorry, award of construction for electrical circuit 17 upgrades project, Mr. Gandhi.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Same thing, we advertised for a public bid on this project for upgrades to the circuit 17. We did receive three bids on this one. One was from DJ Patelco Electric, DJ's Construction, and Patelco DJ, and there was third bid. What was the bid? Was Park Electric, right? So we did analyze the whole bid. The initial bid, if you look at it, was the initial bid from Patelco was lowest, but on reviewing the whole criterias, as well as the cost contained in the bid, DJ Electrical was the lowest. That's why we recommend awarding it to DJ's Electrical. The main reason was that there are three main reasons what we have found out with the bid from Patelco was they have missed one of the cost. This was an additional bid item. Secondly, they actually, we had measured the length of amount of for directional drilling bore. Patelco has increased the length of direction drilling. Moreover, Patelco made an error on a point for the sales tax. Instead of 97,000, they calculated 9,000. So when we reviewed whole of the bid, so they were actually highest. So we recommend awarding it to DJ's Construction.
Any questions for Mr. Gandhi on this? No. If not, could I have a motion to approve the award of construction for electrical circuit 17 upgrades to DJ's Electrical Inc.?
I motion.
Motion Lopez, second Higgins. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This motion is passed 6-0. Okay, again, Mr. Gandhi, number 5, Plover Foot Ferry Operating and Maintenance Agreement.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is a contract for maintenance and operation of the Plover Ferry. For a few years, Drayton Harbor Maritime has been operating it, so we recommend it for another year, awarding it to them for the operation and maintenance of the Plover Ferry.
Madam Mayor, go ahead. Mr. Gandhi, I know it's difficult for them to do it, but when have they said they'd have it ready to go in the water?
Right now they are in the maintenance phase right now, so they have actually willing to do it by mid of May. That's what they're proposing.
So they're just about done with the repairs?
That's what they said.
And is Mr. Sturgill signed on to continue being captain for this summer?
Mr. Harmon.
Thank you, Mayor. That's our understanding. When we visited with the Sturgills approximately 2 weeks ago, they were already starting to hire their seasonal captains for the 2024 boating season. We did explore alternative options to operate the ferry this year, and due to turnover at Semiyama Resort and some complications with the chamber, our recommendation is to remain with Drayton Harbor Maritime to operate the Plover. But as everything we know today, they just received a critical supply of lumber. We'll do a press release soon on it, but that lumber was a key component to getting the project completed on time, and I believe they're going to make it. Everything we know today suggests that Plover will be repaired on time. The Coast Guard inspected it last week and was comfortable with the craftsmanship, and so we believe it's going to sail this summer.
Oh, good. That was my last question with in regards with the Coast Guard inspection and inspection dates. So
Adam,
last week?
Go ahead.
The Coast Guard will inspect one more time while the boat is under repair, and then they'll do a final inspection when the boat's on the water.
Very good.
Any further discussion on this?
Just hope that it doesn't spring a leak.
Yeah. Yes.
I do too.
Yeah. Right. Could we have a motion to authorize the city manager to execute the contract with Drayton Harbor Maritime for operation and maintenance of the Plover Ferry for the 2024 season?
I so move.
I will second.
So Councilmember Hurt and Lopez. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that passes 6-0.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Yep. Moving on to Washington State Department of Commerce grant agreement for the comprehensive plan update, Mr. Wenger.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. This is exactly that, a funding grant agreement to help the City of Blaine update our comprehensive plan. It's with the Washington State Department of Commerce Growth Management Services. The funding would be split over 2 years, basically 2024 and 2025 through June when the comprehensive plan needs to be done. We can request reimbursement for costs incurred up to July of last year. So there, we do have a little bit of expenses that we may be able to put towards updating the comprehensive plan. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions? Could I then have a motion to authorize the city manager to enter into agreement with Washington State Department of Commerce Growth Management Services for a $125,000 grant to update the comprehensive plan?
I motion.
A second.
We're voting to accept money from the state. Am I understanding that correctly? Yes.
No.
I don't want that money.
Yeah. Okay, so Councilmember Lopez, any further discussion? Nope. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the agreement is passed 6-0. And finally, Mr. Wenger, Washington State Department of Commerce grant agreement for climate resiliency.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Very similar to the last proposal, this is for a grant agreement with the state, Washington State Department of Commerce Growth Management Services. This funding will go towards developing policies and goals related to climate best practices, climate resiliency. So there is $50,000 available to help us with that task. There'll be some coordination with Whatcom County Emergency Services. And then there's also $50,000 allocated for future project implementation up to 2029. So that's actually not part of this agreement, but by agreeing to this agreement, we secure those funds in the future. And so we would come back to council at some point up to 2029 with a new contract to implement that additional $50,000 in the future sometime. But this agreement is just to help us develop policies and goals that will go into our comprehensive plan related to climate.
Any questions for Mr. Wenger?
Mr. Wenger, what criteria are you going to use for the advisory committee?
Well, assuming council approves this and we go forward, I would work with the city manager to identify an appropriate stakeholders for the committee.
Any further questions? Okay, could I have a motion to authorize the city manager to enter into an agreement with the Washington State Department of Commerce Growth Management Services for a $50,000 grant for climate resiliency?
I so move.
Motion by Councilmember Hurt and Hill. Is there any further discussion before we vote? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The agreement has been passed 6-0. Okay, we'll now move on to commission, committee, and board reports. The first one is Public Works and Park Advisory Board, and that's Mr. Gandhi, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Birch Bay Parks and Rec District has reached out to the City of Blaine Public Works Department. They got a grant for Ninja Course from the state, and they wanted to install that equipment within our parks or any place that we could actually allocate to them. So they are going to present a slideshow or a presentation to the Parks and Rec Board coming next month, actually May, to see what's the progress of that grant actually.
Any questions?
Mr. Wenger, do you know, is there any property in the city where we could combine the skate park with the ninja course?
Madam Mayor.
Go ahead, please.
The city's got ample property that we could fit those on, but we haven't looked at that. We would have to do a study and work with with our Parks and Public Works Advisory Board.
Would it be possible to put it down below Peace Portal and the marina in that park area? You'd have to work with the port, right?
Well, that'd be, that's, Madam Mayor.
Okay.
I believe that to be Port of Bellingham property. Mm-hmm. So that's outside of our control.
So we'd have to go directly to the Port Authority, talk to them as if it's a possibility.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's how that would work, yeah.
Okay. Anything more in your report, Mr. Gandy?
No, that's
okay.
All. Thank you.
Planning Commission, Mr. Wenger.
Yes, Madam Mayor. So our Planning Commission had a meeting on March 14th where we talked about downtown zoning and parking. And at this point, our Planning Commission has endorsed the current parking regulations proposal. So we are starting that process. And they've requested a public hearing April 11th. And so Planning Commission will be holding a public hearing on downtown parking regulations on April 11th. And moving forward with that. And then hopefully we're going to be bringing them some more information on building heights. That will take a little bit more time to develop. We'll report back when that information becomes available.
Questions for Mr. Wenger on that? Okay. Moving on to department reports then. City Manager, Mr. Harmon, please.
Thank you, Mayor. I've asked all of the department heads to begin posting regular updates about what's happening in their department on our website. They'll be posting those in the module called Newsflash. And if you or constituents are interested on how to sign up, you just simply go to the main page. You'll see a bell on the main page. You click the bell, and you can enter in your email or your telephone number, and you can get a text message or an email with those news alerts. Again, we're going to be communicating more regularly on that, so I just want to... We're going to publicize that tool quite a bit so we get people to sign up. We've got 85 people signed up today, and we want to grow that list tremendously. So excited to make that announcement. That's all I've got, Mayor.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Harmon. Okay, Police Department, Mr. Green, please. Lieutenant Green, please.
Thank you. We do have an update in our department in terms of hiring. Our entry list did wash out, but I do have good news in terms of we do have a lateral officer. Offered a job to, and an officer that's worked here before, so we're excited that opportunity for us. So we should have that signed in the next day or two, I'm assuming.
Okay, thank you very much. Community Development Service Department, Mr. Wenger.
Yes, Madam Mayor. Community Development Services would like to have a open house right here before the next City Council meeting to talk about downtown zoning text amendments with the focus on parking. So that would be April 8th, right before the next City Council meeting at approximately at 4 p.m. to approximately 5:30 p.m. right here. And we, Community Development Services staff, will be on hand to help answer questions. We can do a brief presentation and talk about some of the history and why we're working on downtown zoning text amendments and kind of go over the current recommendation.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, moving on to calendars, you can have a look and see City Council meetings, Public Works, Planning Commission, and so on. Council Unfinished Business, written public comment, just to let everyone know that there is a written statement on traffic in the Drayton Harbor Road area of the City of Blaine, so I direct your attention to that. And if you have any questions, just get back to Public Works and City Manager. Okay, Council New Business and Dialogue.
Mine really does revolve around Semyonville Drive and hopefully diving into more of a discussion on consistent and safe speed, as well as a limit that that we are all good with. So I'll continue that discussion with council and staff.
Yeah, I don't think there's an area of Blaine in which the residents are not complaining about speeding. Mitchell Avenue, D Street, it's a common problem. Okay, Council, new business and dialogue. Yep.
Officer Green, the other day I had a regular speeder that was going over 60 miles an hour down Cherry Street. If I doubt I'll ever get a license plate, but a description of the vehicle, and if I do chance to get a license plate, how much effort will the police department put into finding that person?
That's a great question. So with those, if we get the proper information, we can try to track the person down in terms of, we can't cite somebody for that if we don't see that, but if we know when and where, we can do emphasis in those areas. And obviously a vehicle description is helpful.
Would you go and talk to the people personally?
We can. There's no legal obligation for them to stay and talk to us since we don't have a crime. It would be considered a social contact to go and talk to them and let them know that there's witnesses of the issue. Mm-hmm. So we can do that.
I'm hoping you can do something before I crack and do something I shouldn't, because I'm getting really upset with this person.
Okay. I will talk to you afterwards and I can get some more information.
It's hard because by the time a lot of times I see your hands behind, it is with you guys a lot of times. So if we got a problem with gas station, we have to husband and wife got to fight as well. And by the day we're right there,
but the microphone.
The issue was you got to call 911. They got to talk to you, figure out what's going on. And I get it. It's got to go through all the stuff. But by the time all the stuff's there, it's usually over. Yeah. You know, and it's frustrating for a business owner. But it isn't them. It's the laws that hold them. I mean, I wish they could police. That's the hardest thing. If we can get them to. They're working with us. I believe they've always helped me, and I'm in the business of people down there, and they've been great, but you just got to remember, you get somebody going nuts out there and you can't call. I used to be able to call the police department. I did. And now there's no way. You got to go through 911 every time. We used to call them the Border Patrol dispatch, the local police, you know, but that ended a while back. So I don't know. There may be a better way of coming. Who knows?
Okay, so moving on, we've got an executive session, first time ever, approximately 6:30, and guess what? It is approximately 6:30, to discuss potential sale of real estate pursuant to RCW 42.30.110C with possible action to be taken after the session. And approximately how long is this going to take?
Mayor, we would anticipate 15 minutes, and if we need more time, we'll... Okay. Ask to extend.
All right. Thank you.
Mayor, we would encourage you to read the script. Oh.
You want me to read it here?
Please.
Yeah. Okay.
Please.
The council will now adjourn into an executive session to consider the minimum price at which real estate will be offered for sale or lease when public knowledge regarding such consideration would cause a likelihood of decreased price pursuant to RCW 42.30.1101C. The factors that bear upon price for the property that may be discussed include the condition of the property, including existing improvements and entitlements, the proposed use and construction covenants related to the proposed development, economic development that may result from the proposed transaction, the risk to the city and the possible benefit to the public, and the timing of the sale and proposed development. The executive session is expected to last 15 minutes. Executive sessions are not open to the public. After the executive session, the council will reconvene to the public portion of the council meeting. The council may take action following the executive session when it resumes the public portion of the council meeting. We will now adjourn to executive session with the public portion of the council meeting commencing again at 6:55. Manager to execute a letter of intent. So the motion is to authorize the city manager to negotiate terms for and execute a letter of intent with Eugene and Edith Klein for the potential sale of city property at 1721 Fern Street, Lane, Washington, and as part of the letter of intent, enter an exclusive negotiation period with the Kleins not to exceed 180 days. Could I have a motion for that? Seconder?
I second.
Okay, motion, Councilmember Hill, second, and Councilmember Hurst. Any further discussion from anybody on the council? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the motion is approved, 6-0. Okay, then we will now, I think that's everything. We will now adjourn the meeting at 7:03.